With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. After that day, everything was different. The first disciples witnessed a dead man walking. Their lives would be forever changed. On numerous occasions, Jesus showed up in resurrected form before he ascended into heaven. In this season, we will examine six after Easter encounters with Jesus. What did he say? What did he do? In what practical ways does resurrection change my life today? Nothing will ever be the same.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, your scars are your trophies, proof of your unfailing love for me. I am haunted by the guilt of my past, the sins of my present, and my fear of the future. Lord, at the cross you said, "It is finished." So I stop my worry. I rest in you. You have done it all. Amen.
The Confession. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, forgive my fugitive ways. I turn and I run from you. Forgive my criminal acts of hypocrisy and self-righteousness. Forgive my violations of arrogance and selfishness. Forgive me for denying you, ignoring you, disregarding you. I am the one at fault. I have no other help but to turn my face to you and plead with the thief on the cross, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The word for today, Luke chapter 24, verse 17. And Jesus said to them, the two disciples on the way to Emmaus, "What is this conversation that you're holding with each other as you walk?" Hallelujah. The Meditation. Today's meditation is by Johanna Lang. She's part of our band of writers. You can find out more about her or the other writers at our website, thedailypattern.org. Again, today's meditation by Johanna Lang. One unfortunate side effect of having an education in literature is that it's often difficult for me to read a novel or watch a movie purely for pleasure. Whenever I approach a text, my mind immediately hunts for symbols and motifs and themes. I'm always analyzing. In Luke 24, when Jesus appears on the road to Emmaus, one motif or recurring concept that I can't help but notice is the constant gathering together for conversation. In these 22 verses, we read about five separate conversations among Christ's followers. First, the two people on the road walk together discussing Jesus' ministry and crucifixion. Then, Jesus, who they don't recognize, joins their conversation and interprets Scripture to help them understand the resurrection. During this conversation with Jesus, the two people recall yet another conversation they had with the women who found Jesus' empty tomb. Later, the two people and Jesus sit down over a meal and talk again. This time, Jesus reveals himself in the breaking of bread. And then finally, those two disciples seek out the 11 disciples, who are also gathered together, and they swap stories about their encounters with the resurrected Christ. Five different conversations. Luke's emphasis on conversation points to something significant, I think. Jesus reveals himself through Christian fellowship. He speaks to us through Scripture and through the mouths of other believers, fellow witnesses of his grace and mercy. I grew up in the church, but I had a hard time truly hearing the voice of Jesus until I connected with a community group shortly after college. This group read Scripture together. We shared meals, encouraged one another. We exchanged stories of how we'd experienced the Lord moving in our lives. Similar to the two disciples on the road, the Holy Spirit opened my eyes and ears to Jesus over a shared meal with a community of believers who helped strengthen my understanding of Scripture through words and gestures of kindness. Even though the pandemic has made it difficult to gather with others, my prayer for the church is that we still seek opportunities to live in community with one another, to uplift and encourage, to speak aloud the truth of the gospel. Even when our conversations take place over Zoom or 6 feet apart or on a picnic blanket outside, we can rest in the assurance that Christ is present. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for community, to love us and speak the truth of the gospel into our lives. Continue to open our hearts to your word and use us as instruments of your grace and mercy in the world. Amen. The Benediction from Hebrews chapter 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.